From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Buses heading to evacuate two Syrian rebel-held towns were attacked and burned Sunday as part of a deal to resume the evacuation of eastern Aleppo. Forces fighting for the government of President Bashar al-Assad are demanding people be allowed to leave the villages in exchange for allowing rebels and civilians to leave eastern Aleppo. So far, there is no confirmation yet Sunday that either evacuation has started. The UN Security Council is expected to vote Sunday on whether to send monitors to the war-ravaged Syrian city to oversee the evacuations and to help provide protection for civilians who remain. Thousands of protesters gathered in downtown London in solidarity with those trapped in Aleppo. The co-founder of the Syrian Solidarity Campaign said the protest was to show their support for the people of the besieged city.
By doing nothing to protect civilians in Syria and allowing war criminals to carry out massacres and war crimes against the Syrian people, you are part of these crimes. So we want the international community to uphold the international law in Syria and punish the war crimes.
A rally was also held outside the Prime Minister's office in London, where those gathered heard speeches and prayers from a Syrian imam. China says it will hand over an underwater U.S. drone it seized in the international waters of the South China Sea, prompting President-elect Donald Trump to say the United States should tell China to keep the device. Trump does not assume power for another month, but weighed in on the maritime incident in which China's naval vessel forces seized the unmanned submersible while it was collecting unclassified scientific data on Thursday. U.S. authorities protested the seizure was unlawful and demanded the drone's immediate return, which China authorities agreed to do. This is